How can we use this segment intending process in order to accomplish a goal mutually with another person?
By intending to clearly express your wanting so specifically and so vividly that the other's wanting is stimulated. What you are talking about is co-creating. Mm-hmm. And the problem with most co-creating is that you do not clarify what you are wanting, therefore you do not communicate clearly, therefore you are imposing your desire on the other. They are not feeling a part of the creation of it. They are feeling that they are a puppet expected to carry out what you are wanting, but not feeling part of the creating of it. Mm-hmm. If you have used your segment intending properly and you have said, I'm about to have a telephone conversation or I'm about to have a face-to-face meeting with so-and-so, and it is my intent to bring them clearly to the same wanting that I have regarding this subject, the perfect words will flow forth from you and you will stimulate their wanting. You have very little power of influence unless you are absolutely clear about what it is that you are wanting. And so segment intending is of great value to one who is wanting to interact with others for the purpose of influencing them.
I recall through the past years, quite often I would go into a situation of interaction that I felt was to be very important, and we would talk back and forth, and then when I would have left, I would thought, gee, I should have said, and I could have said, and I wanted to say, but I didn't. So instead of feeling a sense of accomplishment when it was over, I always felt a sense of frustration. How could I have avoided that?
By identifying, as you are moving into the segment, what you were wanting and putting it in order of priority. You see, the ideal situation when two are coming together is for each to clearly identify what they are wanting. Mm-hmm. That is the beginning of deliberate co-creating. And so each are absolutely clear about what they are wanting and what they are wanting to discuss. And as each communicates clearly with the other, then the two minds coming together will create together the resolution or the solution. There will be co-creating that occurs.
How about if a person doesn't want to disturb the other one or hurt their feelings or anger them, when it's a controversial thing? In other words, you're interacting with someone that has conflicting wants, and yet you can see there could be some mutually beneficial wants that could be achieved.
By intending, as you are moving into the segment, to focus upon those things which you have in common, to focus upon your points of harmony, giving very little attention to what you are not agreeing upon, and giving your great attention to the things you do agree upon. That is the resolution in all relationships. The trouble with most of you is that you pick out the one little thing that you do not like and give it your attention, and by law of attraction you solicit more of it forth.
You've told us many times that we can have it all. Take a situation where a person is wanting prosperity, but they're not wanting to go to work or find a job. How would you suggest they bridge that?
By considering the intentions separately. If they are wanting prosperity, but it is their belief that prosperity comes only through working, then they will not be able to have prosperity because they are not wanting to do the only thing that they believe will bring it forth. But as they consider prosperity singularly, then they will be able to attract it by not coupling it with the other that they are resisting, you see. Mm-hmm. You've come upon something very important, is what we call conflicting intentions or conflicting beliefs. Mm-hmm. And it is a matter of taking your eye off of what is conflicting and putting it upon what you are wanting.
What would you say would cause a person, let's say a person who hasn't found a job after months and months of wanting and trying and looking for a job, and then when they do receive a job that they were wanting, that, say, four or five other good offers would come in all at once, say, in that same week?
The reason that the job was so long in coming was because rather than focusing upon what they wanted, which was the job, they were focusing upon the lack of the job and pushing it away. Once they broke through and received a job, then they were no longer focused upon the lack of it. They were now focused upon what they wanted, and now they began attracting more of what they wanted.
Is that why often when a couple haven't been able to have a child for years, adopt one, and then suddenly the wife is pregnant?
It is the same story, indeed.